360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to another beautiful, I like saying episode, there's something about TV. Welcome to another beautiful episode. The thing about it is there are no cameras in studio that are recording this live, but I mean, the action that happens in here is electric. I mean, we've got phenomenal guests today that I'm going to give an opportunity to, in the next couple of minutes, to, you know, just introduce themselves, tell us who they are and what they do. We're going to get to their interviews a little bit later on. But we added again, 360 Biz from 3 to 4 p.m. today. We're talking about business. We're talking about entrepreneurship, leadership, and opportunities that are available to you guys. So please join in on the conversation, man, so that you can, I'm tempted to also say win some prizes, because a show I was doing a little bit earlier on, and I know this is unprofessional, but you guys will bear with me, Angenza. I know my in, I do whatever I like. The show I was doing earlier on in the week, we're giving out some prizes. It was on a different platform, and it was pretty awesome. I'm sure some of the guests today will give off some nice prize. Okay, as I pan across the
we shall try.
So, guys, before we jump straight into it, just please name what you do.
Hi, my name's Jane, and I work for Tebe Reed Exhibitions, and we are hosting the Small Business Expo and Buyer Business Expo 8th to the 10th of September this year.
No, prize, yes, no? I'm kidding, no pressure. Sir?
Yeah, hi, I'm Trevor. I'm a relationship broker for Small Business Expo. I work alongside Jane, and yeah, we actually running the Small Business Expo 2016, which is taking place on the 8th to the 10th of September. Yeah, and hopefully we'll try to give away some prizes, as you say.
Hey, does Renee, are you hearing this? Prizes. Sir?
I wouldn't love to start with any commitment. Hello, good afternoon. My name is Lesego Tau. The name means lucky. The surname means lion. My friends call me Lucky Lion. I'm a personal developer by profession, and this Saturday we'll be hosting the Entrepreneurship Studio. So I'm hoping to engage all your listeners today.
Wow, nice. Sir?
My name is Sanele. My surname
Wait, hold up. I want to give you a drum roll, because we've been trying to get you to come to studio. Go.
Hey, this one is making me feel special. Eh? Well, yeah, my name is Sanele, and my surname is Zulu, and I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an author, and I'm also an inspirational speaker. I'm not hosting anything, unlike my colleagues here. But yeah, I transform minds and develop people as well. So yeah, it's happy for me. I'm happy to be here. It's good to be here.
Yeah, let me just give a beautiful shout out to my co-host, Teboho Mafori, who's out jet setting all over the world. He was in New York, he's in California now, he's doing phenomenal things, going to the UK. Oh, I think he's forgotten about us because he doesn't call me these days, but I hope you're having fun, man. You're listening to the podcast. Download the podcast, my man. You can download it from anywhere. My name, again, is Bulelani Balabala, and I'm your host today. I'm tempted to say with the most. So, I mean, we've got a crazy show lined up today with amazing, amazing guy. Sir, Lesego, sir, I read your resume.
For sure.
It reads like a beautiful Sunday newspaper without the without the gossip and drama. And sure. I mean, you've done amazing things. Mm-hmm. You've done phenomenal work. You've been on multiple media platforms. And I mean, particularly when I was looking at what you guys are going to be hosting on Saturday, which is phenomenal. But I'd like, you know, to start us out. Who are you? Where are you from?
Lesego Tau is the second born child of Elizabeth and Patrick. I grew up in Hammanskraal. And after all the Soweto riots, my parents thought, it's now over. So come back home. Went back to Soweto in Diepkloof. I sat that side, I think, for 19 years. And my first employment was in Dobsonville in Soweto. So I used to work for the health department as a youth coordinator for the past 9 years. So I did emotional intelligence. That's when the health department took me to study emotional intelligence, you know. So I felt that office work is too much for me. Now that I know a lot about people, I need to inspire people. That's when now my inspiration career started. I started being an inspirational speaker, and I scored a gig with Soweto TV. Soweto TV did a lot of work with Love Life back then. So they saw me hosting what we call a bond-free dialogue. So the CEO just came to me and said, hey, young man, I want to speak to you. Here's my business card. Come tomorrow. I went to the Soweto TV studios. When I got there, there was a contract right on the table with a script. So I had to report to my CEO at Love Life, the then David Harrison. So I told the old man that, hey, I think I'll be leaving you. I got a gig for myself. He said, no need to worry. We'll keep you at Love Life and still work with Soweto TV. So my media career started there. So I started inviting a lot of people at studio just to engage on inspiration. You know, I usually say to people, It takes a minute to discourage a person, and they can be discouraged for life. But it takes a lot of work to encourage a person. So I decided to be on that journey to inspire people. You know, a lot of people will hear you speaking. I think my colleagues here will attest to what I'm saying. When they hear you presenting and speaking on stage, they just say to you, why can't you be a reverend or a pastor? So I said to them, no, the inspiration business does not equals to being a reverend or a pastor, for the mere fact that I can speak on stage. So what am I saying? I'm going to unpack it when we're going to speak business, to say you need to understand what is it that you do in life. By me being a speaker doesn't mean I can take advantage of religion and go and lie to people that I know the business of God. So that's how Lesegota started being a public figure, you know. So there's a lot of things that we'll talk about, part of the foundation as well that I've launched. There's a lot of work that I'm doing now in the community, and it's paying dividends as I'm speaking now. So I did a lot of community work. I stopped the corporate sector for 5 years, focused on community work, and it's paying dividends. The same people that I was serving back then for 5 years, they are the ones giving me jobs for now.
What?
For sure.
So I mean, just tell us. I mean, do you have a business that you're running? Yep. What is the business? What do you guys do?
My company is Touch Motive Consulting. I host executive events. So let me just give you an example. Let's say you have Mr. Bonang Mohale, the chairman of Shell Africa. You know, I say to you, Mr. Mohale, I want to host you for a day. Come and speak business on a day, but don't charge me. I want people to come and hear your content. So Mr. Mohale, on the day, he will be selling advice. I make people pay to come and see Mr. Mohale speaking on profound content. So we do executive events. The people that you think you cannot meet in life, I go and seek them out. If you want to meet Sisba Sitsana, I seek her, I call her, I meet with her and sit with her to say, I want to host you. So I'm saying to people, whoever that you want to see in life, you can meet them, but you need the relevant people to come and draw them in. So Touch Motive Consulting does executive events.
So I'm just going to pause the program a bit. What's your Twitter handle?
At Lesegotao2.
They need to know. They need to know. What is it? Lesego?
At Lesegotao2.
Tao.
Numeric 2. Yeah.
Numeric 2. Sir, it's interesting. So what's some of the community work that you have been doing?
Currently, I'm running a project. It's quite big.
Okay.
And I can ask any Sowetan that's listening out there to say, when last did you hear of Ikotani? When last did you hear of youth gangsterism in Soweto? So it's quiet now for the past 3 years. The foundation has been doing terrific work. It's the Lesegotao Education Foundation running a program called the Junior Perception Agents. So the Junior Perception Agents are a group of 20 young people that we take in every high school. Then we train them on leadership and driving perception in the community. Remember, every youth culture that you see in the community, it's somebody's idea. So the junior perception agents that we train on changing perception in the community are the ones that are driving change. So we had to make Isikotani unpopular. So when you speak about being a Skotani in high school, our agents within the school, they make you feel unpopular. You know, so when you speak youth gangsterism in Soweto, you say, hey, with the latest gangster in Soweto, we make you feel unpopular. So the work of junior perception agents is to make distorted youth culture unpopular. So if you see a junior perception agent out there, give them a high five. They're doing a lot of work in the community.
Wow, man, that's super, super phenomenal. Now, I mean, I'd like to think that you're doing such phenomenal work, but what inspired it initially for you to be doing the stuff that you're doing? I mean, you're from Hammanskraal, you then later moved to Soweto.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, most of the time when you are a young man who comes from the township, I'm also a young man who comes from the township.
For sure.
You know, when you look around, there were no guys that are doing the stuff that you're doing to the level that you're doing it at. Who inspires you, or rather, what inspires you to do the work that you do?
There's one great man that's mentoring me from afar, Robert T. Kiyosaki. He's a Japanese writer. I read his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That book changed my life. Rich Dad, Poor Dad says proper mental exercise increases the chances of being wealthy. Proper physical exercise increases the chances of being healthy. But laziness decreases both wealth and health. When I read that book, I thought to myself, there's no way that I can be lazy. Now, let me tell you my story. I fight a lot with government projects. You apply to the state, they tell you to wait for 9 months before they approve your application. So my inspiration came from that point to say, guys, we cannot be waiting on the state to give us money, you know? So at times I meet and engage with them to say, people have terrific ideas in the communities, but when they apply, you take time. And I usually say to my staff in the office, to say to them, guys, development and change, it's quite expensive. So I said to them, let us donate what we have. What you have in your pocket is the exact money that we need to develop the community and to bring little change. And I always say to people, somebody is always watching when you're doing a good thing in the community. So the people that were watching whilst we're doing this terrific work, they came to us and said, hey, we want to assist in what you're doing. So I always say to people, my inspiration comes from people.
And then when you look at, I mean, when you look at youth today, I mean, because I know that you guys on Saturday are doing, you've got a beautiful event that you're going to be telling us about. But when you look at entrepreneurship in the country and the involvement of youth, do you think that there's some move there? What sort of work do you think still needs to be done to engage the country on that level?
I can tell you now, there's a lot of work with entrepreneurship development. I'll tell you why. There's a lot of creative space that young people find themselves in. Now, South Africa is taking a different turn. Household businesses are taking over now. People are opening businesses in their own households. So young people are taking a stand as we speak right now, but the environment is not conducive enough. You know, the government wants, you know, let's just get this straight. If you're saying you are a government that serves people, you actually need to go to them. And there's one deadly thing that our government is doing to say, come to us so that you get assistance. So what happened to the direct definition of being a government that serves the people? Young people are frustrated on the ground. They have beautiful ideas, but their ideas are stolen over a cup of coffee. Somebody invites them to a restaurant to say, hey, we've just heard your idea, just give us a brief. These young people don't know how to patent an idea. They don't know how to secure their ideas. So they're just being stolen over a cup of coffee. They do have beautiful ideas. Let's create more conducive environments and let's protect our young people with the nice ideas that they're coming up with. I work with a group of young people, young professionals. The ideas that they're coming with, they're absurd, I can tell you now. So all we need is to give them an endorsement and to give credit where it's due. The government now needs to be honest to say some of the ideas they're operating on now, it was somebody else's idea, perhaps even a young person. That young person didn't know how to secure the idea. They just bumped it.
Now, which leads me back to this.
Yeah.
When you started the work that you're doing, the business that you're doing, did you have funding?
Not at all. Don't even tell me. You just did a biggest mistake there. Don't even tell me about funding.
Yeah.
I went to a graphic designer to say, hey, your work is not known. You're going to design a flyer for me. I went to somebody that owns a venue to say, your place is not known. I want to host in your venue. I was a speaker. I know how to write proposals. I wrote proposals to people and they bought into my idea. I did not spend a cent. If you have a catering company, two questions. Are you known? Are you making business? If not, I want to give you a platform. I had the first event and there, boom, I kept on hosting executive events and that's it. You don't actually need fight. Well, of course, there are businesses that need serious cash injection. You know, if you're in the construction sector, well, of course, you'll need a lot of investment in that sector. But when you're speaking primary businesses, no, funding for me, it's just a boohoo. You just need to stand up and seek resources. If you say to me, you haven't seeked any resource, don't tell me that you need funding. Go out there, seek resources.
Thank you, sir. What's happening on Saturday?
On Saturday, we're hosting an entrepreneurship studio. It's starting at 9 o'clock until 3:30 p.m. We're speaking about the same thing, township economy in particular. You know, I was speaking to one of the person that I admire the most, Tupanya Zalisufi, to say, why is it that when you speak township economy, you speak of it as a pregnant term? You know, it sounds very scary. Township economy to me simply means, and I came up with that with a theory, spending your money in the township. Let me make an example. I wash my car in Soweto. I pour petrol in Soweto. I buy my clothes in Soweto. Money stays in the township. Now, the problem is whoever owns a manufacturing company in Soweto, where do you get your stock? So if anybody goes out to get stock, that's the person we need to deal with. Now, you are hindering township economy. Township economy simply means spending your money in the township. On the day, we'll be speaking about that how do we create more businesses in the township so that money can stay in the township for only 350, Baba. I charge. Don't play, Baba.
Yeah, no. They're used to getting things for free that they don't appreciate. They must pay. They must pay.
For sure.
So, I mean, what time does it start? I mean, how do they get a hold of you guys if they'd like to participate?
I think the best communication method will be via email. touchbusiness@live.co.za. That's the email that they need to address to. We have very much limited seats. I can tell you now we have 15 seats left to accommodate anyone for only 350. The amount includes refreshments and information packs. And I'll be the only speaker on that day. I've been hosting a lot of people for a lot of years. One man show, Baba. I'll be speaking my lungs out on the day. Lesotho, the rap Brit himself on stage.
Come on.
You know, if I had a soundbite, I'd be giving you applause right now, man. You just killed it. Please stay there. We're still going to be engaging you a little bit later on. But there's one gentleman we almost forgot about and we can't. Sir, just introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Busiso Joshua Mulimi. I am a motivational speaker. I am an author as well as an entrepreneur. I'd like to say I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm created to create. I'm designed to deliver. I'm engineered to excel. I'm programmed to prosper, empowered to perform. I'm wired to win. I'm sentenced to succeed. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor because I know who I am. Identity is a necessity for prosperity.
Come
That's
on.
Who I am.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Busiso Mulimi. So it's at SibuSisoMolimi. And Facebook, Busiso Mulimi. Look forward to connecting with you.
Thank you very much. Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, these guys today. What's happening in studio, man? I'm having so much fun, guys. You guys can join in on the conversation. The number is 0861-555-189. You can download the app and listen to us. You can download the podcast a little bit later on. On Twitter, we are at CliffCentral.com. Facebook, we are Cliff Central. I've got a beautiful lady to my far right who told us that she's got money in the bag to give away. I'm kidding. I've got a beautiful lady in studio with us, ma'am. Just tell us about what the work that you guys are doing, the event that you guys have got coming up. And yeah, just tell us a little bit more first about your company.
So Tebe Reed Exhibitions, we are an exhibition company and we're really, really excited about our upcoming show, the Small Business Expo, being co-hosted with Buy a Business Expo. There is a bit of history to the show. It has run for about 21 years, but we are in the process of transforming exhibitions away from a very static environment to relationship brokering and a platform where you can network and connect. And the point of the Small Business Expo is to connect small businesses with entrepreneurs, investors, businesses looking for procurement managers, so that you're not just standing and handing out a pamphlet and hoping for the best. And how we're doing that is we have what we've introduced as a matchmaking diary. So all of our exhibitors, they upload their company profiles, what they're looking for from a visitor perspective. And we've got an investor program where we are actively seeking investors, angel investors, procurement managers, and anyone looking to invest in a small business or to buy services from a small business. And we then give each of those visitors a profile as well. We then match up the businesses so that before the show, they have got pre-scheduled meetings. They're doing business at the show. Okay. We've got networking events. We've got workshops. There are a number of workshops. We've got a business boot camp, which is being hosted by Dear Businessman as well as SME South Africa with their guerrilla marketing. And that is all for startups and individuals looking to start their businesses, but they don't know how. They need a bit of advice. They need to know where to go and what to think about. We've got the Development Den that is hosted by ESCOM. ESCOM is once again our partner on the show, and they're doing phenomenal work with us as well. And the Development Den is for businesses that are already established. So they've been going for a little while, but they're looking to expand and they need a bit more advice on that. ESCOM has got their business investor competition that is running, and they are bringing 80 to possibly 100 of their finalists and winners of the business investment competition to the show. There is so much going on. Trevor is particularly, my colleague Trevor, who's with us in studio, he's particularly working with ESCOM and with ESCOM have given black-owned businesses a subsidized rate to exhibit at the show.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm going to ask Trevor to give us a little bit more of an idea of the type of exhibitors that he's working with.
All right. I think for the ESCOM Foundation, I'm working alongside the ESCOM Foundation, and what they're actually doing is that they obviously trying to empower black-owned companies. For instance, if you're coming from a township like Tembisa, where I'm coming from, let me just introduce myself and tell everybody where I'm coming from, is that small businesses, you find that small businesses are only existent for only a year. So what we're trying to do on this show is that we're trying to empower them. You know, we're trying to give them all the tools, the materials to expose themselves. Because if you look at small businesses, you find that they're just inexistent for only a year. So what we're trying to do with ESCOM, with these different workshops, these different platforms that we're giving these exhibitors, we're trying to give them that opportunity to showcase their product, obviously to promote their businesses, such as your ESCOM is looking for specifically your manufacturing companies, your agriculture, trade, as well as services. So we're giving them that platform, not to just exhibit, but have an opportunity to benchmark and network with like interactive business leaders, investors club. That's why we're involving a lot of government institutes as well, like your CEDA, your different municipalities to be part of this exhibition.
Yeah.
So that's the platform we're giving small businesses within South Africa. Yeah.
And then, I mean, how long is this going to be going on for? The actual expo.
The expo is going to be running for 3 days, which is the 8th to the 10th.
Okay.
So, which starting from a Thursday until Saturday. So, with exhibitors, they'll have a platform to have these meetings. It's not easy for anyone who's running a small business. For instance, if you win a competition from ESCOM, it's not easy for you to have a meeting with someone if you want to meet up with apps or if you want to meet up with like anyone within a corporate sector. It's not easy to have those kind of meetings. So we're forcing those kind of meetings so that you as a small business have the opportunity to present your company. Or we also have a thing called Get in the Ring, whereby you'll be able to pitch your business. You'll have investors around you whereby you can just pitch your business and hear whether you can be able to get investors interested in your business.
So now this platform, for instance, Get in the Ring?
Yeah, Get in the Ring.
Getting the Ring. So, I mean, this platform that you guys have opened up, the Getting the Ring, is this now open to anyone? Is there pre-registration or is it an on-the-day registration for entrepreneurs that would like to pitch?
I think for Get in the Ring, it's for exhibitors that will be exhibiting.
Okay.
So Get in the Ring is being hosted by the Real Success Network. Okay. And we're holding the regional finals at the show.
Okay.
So to find out more information about Get in the Ring, Get in the Ring is a little bit like development, is a little bit like... there are a number of businesses who then pitch their ideas to investors. They're in an actual boxing ring. Mm. And so... If anyone is interested in applying to be part of Get in the Ring, they need to contact the Real Success Network. Yeah. We're hosting that final.
And then, I mean, you guys have been, Tebe Reed has been around for years.
Yes.
What are some of the work, I mean, apart from this particular expo, and I just want to branch out a little bit so that people get to the gravity of the work that you guys have done over the years in terms of entrepreneurial development. I know that I've engaged in some of the events that you guys have held, the small business, it wasn't the small business, but it was the BOFE.
So this is the old BOFE show. We just, we realized that there needed to be a bit of change. And so we broke that expo down into two exhibitions, into the Small Business Expo and the Buyer Business Expo. The Buyer Business Expo, which is co-hosted, is more about business opportunities and franchises. And the reason why we're co-hosting is because there is synergy. There are a lot of small businesses who are looking to find out how they can become a franchise. And so part of the exhibition and some of the networking events is getting franchises and business opportunities to meet small business and share experiences and connect and network. So that that is what the old Business Opportunities and Franchise Expo is. Other titles underneath Tebe Reed Exhibitions, Decorex, Joburg, Durban, Cape Town, and 100% Design, as well as host Africa Travel Week, which is a really impressive show down in Cape Town that's held every year in April. And then, yeah, we are a busy, busy office.
Yeah. Now tell me something. For entrepreneurs that necessarily would not like to exhibit on the day, are they left out in terms of participating with whatever's going to be happening on the day? Or is it merely, is the cream on the cake merely for the guys that are going to be exhibiting?
Absolutely not. So we are very much encouraging entrepreneurs, business owners, anyone looking to get into business to come and visit the show. Pre-registration online on our website is free and entrance is 60 rand at the door. So we are the workshops, the development den and the different workshops that we're hosting are for the visitor as well. And if you're looking for business services and you're looking for different industries, then you need to come and visit the show for that.
Okay. Now, in terms of the businesses that are going to be exhibiting there, I mean, what are sort of the... How do I put this? I'm someone who's very passionate about the development of township entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Those are the initiatives that I run. I mean, how many of the... Is there a certain number that is allocated to those guys to then say that whatever happens, we need to have 40% of our stands need to go to these guys so that these guys get the exposure? Because I feel like to a certain point, some of these guys maybe might not be up to scratch with the expo itself and might that platform might push them to a whole new new level.
Yeah, with this expo, we're not limiting anyone. Obviously, we're looking for anyone coming from any industry sector, such as your manufacturing. It can be services. It can be someone who's just started his own company. So we're not limiting anyone to the exhibition. So this exhibition is to actually promote you, to make sure that you've got all the tools. Yeah. It's like you're going into a war without all the if you look at small businesses, you find that they fail because they don't have all the tools.
Yeah.
So with this exhibition, we're giving all the tools. Yeah. We're giving you, making sure...
We do also have, we have an advisory board, and Tsepo Pakati is on our advisory board, and he has got Startup Soweto, and so he's bringing a number of small businesses from Soweto through to the show as well.
Oh, that's pretty phenomenal. Now, what are some of the workshops that you guys are going to be running on the day?
We have the Development Den, which is actually for existing small businesses. And we also have the entrepreneurial.
So I'll just cut in there.
Yeah.
By existing, I mean, is there a certain number of years I need to have already been in business, or is it from the day I register my business, I can walk into the room?
Yeah, I think from the day, if your company is registered, you are allowed to join the Development Den.
Yeah,
there's no, all of these workshops are free. So on the small business side, where we've got the two different types of workshops, the business boot camp is aimed more towards your newer businesses, and the Development Den that's hosted by Eskom is more for your slightly more established businesses. But they are free to visitors and exhibitors. On the buyer business side, we've got our full-on franchising workshop. There is a charge to that, and that is your 101 of how to get started with franchising. And there's also a three-day wealth masterclass that's happening. That is a private three-day program where it is for investors, and those investors get plugged into our matchmaking diary to connect them with exhibitors across both Buyer Business and Small Business Expo. So you've got the two free workshops, which are run daily on the small business side, and the full-on franchising, which is charged for on the Buyer Business Expo.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I wanted to then check with you guys is you guys mentioned Eskom as being one of the main sponsors, and they bringing in 80 candidates as being part of the competition that they were running. Is this a locked amount, or can people on the day participate in that particular competition that Eskom was running?
So the business investment competition entries are open now, and it's run by the Eskom Development Foundation. So that whole process happens between now and running up to the show. The awards happen just before the show, and then the finalists and some of the entrants and the finalists exhibit at the show. So you can meet those finalists and winners at the show, but you need to enter now, and you can enter on the Eskom Development Foundation website.
Okay. I'm with my technical lady here. So I mean, but here's my thing now. In terms of what you guys are going to be doing on the day, which I think is considerably lovely and amazing, are there any, I mean, for instance, for someone who jumps into the get into the ring, what do they get? Like, I mean, is there a prize? What do they win? Is it mentorship? Is it incubation? Is it development? Or is it just you won on that day, and is there media, you know, that kind of stuff?
There will definitely be media at the show. The Get in the Ring is a concept that's come out of the Netherlands, And the regional finalist will then enter, will go into the global competition for Get in the Ring. There are going to be a number of competitions happening at the show. We are going to be having the big business sale on the Buy a Business Expo, where different companies, franchises, and business opportunities are giving discounts off their franchise fees, as well as general competitions around the show where you could possibly win a franchise or win a small business. And then we are looking at further competitions where you can win your website design or you can win a digital campaign. So there will be competitions at the show.
10 million rand prize? Yeah? I'm kidding. So we're just going to break out a little bit and listen to pay some bills and listen to a beautiful jam. It's a business show. I know when Lesego walked in, we're playing a very hip-hop song, but we keep it like that. We keep it real like that. So we're going to break out for a second and then we join us in the next couple of minutes and we're going to be shutting it down with Mr. Sanele Zulu and we're still going to speak to the guys at Tebe Reed and Lesego. Thank you very much.
This is CliffCentral.com. Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
Last year, the CEO Sleepout was the biggest fundraising event in South Africa. This year, as a proud digital media partner for the Sympathy Sleepout, Cliff Central is challenging you to rally your colleagues in a company sleepout at your offices in support of the homeless and to raise money for education. It costs only 800 Rand to register. Visit cliffcentral.com for more info.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
Popping any champagne, but we're definitely popping water in studio. We're having so much fun with Lesego Tau, Sanele Zulu is about to come on, and the beautiful team from Tebe Reed. Any parting shots?
From my side, I would just say if anybody is interested in being part of our investor program, an exhibitor or a visit at the show, please contact us. You can get hold of us on info@smallbizexpo.co.za and our Twitter handle is @small_biz_expo.
Thank you very much. We're going to switch it over now to... to a gentleman we've been trying to get into studio. I mean, Sanele Zulu's done amazing and phenomenal work. He's spoken on, I don't know, I can't even count the number of platforms he's spoken on. He's a phenomenal entrepreneur. He's done extremely well for himself as young as he is. He's young, he's black. And I mean, he travels across the country. And I mean, he's done phenomenal. He's an inspirational speaker, runs a media company. I mean, when I got the call today, I thought he was going to call me when I got to the, hi, Mr. Bulelani. I'm Mr. Sanele Zulu. Just to confirm, we'll be in the studio. It's him, my daughter. This guy is a PA. I'm kidding. I mean, these are leaders out there that are doing phenomenally well. And to see those kind of things, those are systems and processes. Yes, Baba, we are corporations that are coming in. Sir, tell us who you are. Tell us what you do. Hit us with the good stuff.
Yeah. No, thank you so much for having me. I think it's an honor to be here, to be with you here. My name is Sanele. My surname is Zulu. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an inspirational speaker. I'm really passionate about developing people, especially entrepreneurs. I'm a mentor as well at the Hope Factory, so I mentor a couple of young entrepreneurs I think something that has been bothering me, I just came back from Durban today for your show, by the way. You know, that's how important this show is. I think that there's something that I've been passionate about recently, and for me, it's two things. The first one is preparation. You know, there's a quote that says, it is better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. I tell of a story over and over again of how I had a meeting with a CEO one time. And this CEO, I said to the CEO, Mr. CEO, please support young black entrepreneurs. And I remember the CEO saying to me, Sanele, hold on, whoa. You know, don't come into this office and tell me about young black. Let me tell you something. There was a young man who came into this office, spoke nice English like yourself.
Yeah.
And when this guy spoke nice English, I was really impressed, you know. And by the time that I said to this guy, you know what, I love what you've presented here. I'm going to present it to the board, but just do me one thing. Just send me a proposal, you know. And the CEO says to me, suddenly, can you believe it? It's been 6 months I'm just waiting for a proposal. 6 months. Say, so suddenly don't come in here and just say young black. And for me, that's something that I'm really passionate about, to say, don't support the businesses because we are black, you know, but support the businesses because we have a good service, because we deliver a good product, and also because we've got the spirit of excellence. So the first thing for me is always preparation, to say it is better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. Because business is about preparation as well, to say, the business that you are getting into, are you prepared for it? So that when someone gives you an offer and say, build us a road, you're not going to leave us with potholes, you know. And by the way, I talk about the difference between working hard and working smart. I say the only people that can tell us as entrepreneurs, I'm a passionate entrepreneur, by the way, you know, and I tell people that the people that can tell us to work smart are people that have achieved success. You know, where I am, where I find myself today, I'm going to have to work hard. If it means I'm burning the midnight oil, I'm going to have to do that. So we must not stand in front of people and or even listen to working smart. Really, for me, until you've achieved the desired success, because we all have goals and dreams that we are desiring, until you've achieved the desired success for your life, for your business, then you can start talking about working smart. But for now, for me, the principle is working hard. Work as hard as you can until you reach the goals and the dreams that you have.
So, wow. Yeah, there's heat up in here. How'd you get into business? What inspired you to even start a business? Yeah.
Okay, what inspired me to start a business, interesting enough, I nearly became a pastor, you know, and in my pursuit of wanting to be or becoming, the first part for me was when I didn't have money for university. You know, therefore, I took a gap year after matric, and I worked at a bakery. Having worked at a bakery, earning 800 rand a month, I realized that this was not enough to take me to school the following year. So, and then I started a recycling business. I tell people all the time that I proudly have failed in about four businesses. If you go to CIPC, you'll be shocked at how many businesses have got my name there. The last two businesses have succeeded. And the first principle I share with people is that, firstly, I was willing to learn. I had the desire to learn. You know, I speak to most young entrepreneurs and I tell them that the first thing that they need to have is humility. You know, I say to people that the more you know is the more you know that you don't know. The more you know is the more you know that you don't know. And the moment you think you know it all is the moment you lose it all. So I had a desire and a hunger for knowledge and willingness to learn. So I had a teachable spirit. You know, if every person that I mentor, I say to them, before I mentor you, do you have this thing I call the teachable spirit? Because you cannot teach someone who's not willing to be taught.
That's true.
You know, so for me, it was that. And then I found a mentor, and my mentor was Mr. Lebo Kunguluza. You know, I was with him for about 3 to 4 years. And I had failed in four businesses, by the way, until I found the first mentor I had, which was Mr. Lebo Kunguluza. Wow. I've got 5 mentors now, and I proudly declare that, you know what, all my mentors are people that I look up to, people I learn from, and I'm looking for more mentors, you know, because I say to people that the day you stop learning is the day you stop living. You know, so you never stop learning. There's always something new to learn in business. Business is always changing. So therefore, as the business changes, you need to find people that are developing as fast as your business is growing as well.
Wow. Man, just here's another thing. No? You talk about the fact that you've mentored so many young people and you're dedicated to the development of those guys. Is there anyone or any mentee that you've had to boot off?
Yeah. Okay, put off is a bit of a strong word, but of course, if you don't show interest, if I see that, you know, you're not in alignment, of course, I just cut ties, you know.
Yeah.
There's one guy who calls it OQP, only quality people, you know, so therefore, even the people that I mentor and people that I help, you know, as I said, you only help people that are willing to help. There's a guy, by the way, I was in Durban, this guy called me most probably 7 times. He just says, Mr. Zulu, I just want to sit down with you. You know, the way he was calling, he even called me last night at 11:30. I'm thinking, yo, persistence. Because you know what? Sometimes when you're looking for a mentor, and people always ask me, how do you find a mentor? I've got a quote that I live by that says, in order to be the best, you must hang around with the best and don't compromise on that. And I tell people, therefore, that whatever industry that you want to get into, whatever business you want to start, look at the people that are doing it and they're doing it well. So that means they're successful in it. Then go there and say, can you help me? You know, because there's people that are really willing to help, but they're just looking for people that can raise their hand and say, ma'am, can you help me? And, you know, you find entrepreneurs these days, they want to act like Mr. Know-it-all. Me and Agentana, like, you know, I tell people all the time that even though I've reached the success I have, I'm still willing to learn. I'm still willing to be teachable. You know, I'm still looking for people to teach me. So therefore, I tell people that even when they come to me, I ask them a question. Are you willing to learn? You know, what is it that you want to learn? Because you can't go to someone and say, please be my mentor. Because the next question would be, mentor in what? What is it that you're looking help for? You know, that's why I always say that it's easy to help people that are already helping themselves. You know, than someone who's doing nothing. They say, I mean, like, so for example, the first prerequisite is that don't tell me about an idea that you still have. At least come to me and say, Sanel, you know what? I've done something. I've tried this. So when I was in Durban, I've met about 3 young people that literally had to stop at like a spaza shop on my way to some other meeting. And then just spend like 30 minutes and 40 minutes with these young people and say, what have you done? What is it that you need? And then, you know, we'll drop a plan. 30, 40 minutes would be fine. But for me, it would be about them having started something, not talking about something. Talk is cheap, by the way, you know, and talkers are everywhere. That's why us as black entrepreneurs, most of the time we say people steal our ideas. No one steal your ideas. I say to people that there's 2 kinds of people in this world. There's people that think, and there's people that think and do. So I always ask yourself a question. I say, what kind of person are you? Are you the one that thinks, or the one that thinks and do? Because the one that thinks and do is the greatest amongst all.
Wow. Yep. Tell us a little bit about your business, sir. What is the company name? What do you guys do?
Yeah. Okay, the business is called Tosaka Media Group. It's a marketing and communication company, but we've positioned ourselves as a green marketing and communication company.
Wow.
So what we do then is we work, we play around in the environmental space, you know, eco-friendly, ecopreneurs. Part of what we do then is we do publishing as well. We've got something that we're launching called Green Youth Journal. It's within the green space, also developing young people and saying to young people, listen, there's an opportunity within the green economy. How do you get young people participating in that green economy? What kind of skills do they need? Because another thing, by the way, is that we need to start communicating to our young people about skills development, you know, because more than anything, you need skills. You need technical skills to say, are you able to operate this radio machine that we're seeing here? Do you have sound engineering technical skills, you know? Because without skills, I mean, our country is looking towards the artisans. I mean, next month, it's a month of artisans. So we also speak about skills development. You know, when we look at exhibitions like these, we look at how do we empower people and talk to them about skills development. Because even ourselves, entrepreneurs, we're looking for skills. We need skills. So that's what we also do in a company to say, how do we then communicate that and create platforms to communicate about skills development?
And I mean, in terms of the going green as pertaining to the services that you guys are offering, how have you felt the response in terms of the market?
Yeah, it's been quite well. Hey, we've recently hosted an event called the Green Youth Indaba, which was quite exciting. I think for us, it's about getting the young people, firstly conscientizing them, giving them the opportunities to say, guys, here are the opportunities, presenting to them, but also to say, how do we link them up with the relevant stakeholders that are pushing the space? Because even I must tell you that everything is eventually going to be green if it's not already green, you know. So therefore, it's important as young people, or even as people of South Africa, to align ourselves with what the future looks like. Because sometimes you might say, I'm aligned currently, but 6 months, a year down the line, you know, you're not aligned, because now the future is going green, and therefore we need to align our young people. Even in terms of careers, even in terms of business, you need to start looking into business and say, how do I make sure that I don't just do the work? I realize and understand that the work needs to be green. How do I make sure that my work is green and it's environmentally friendly?
Wow, man, this is so interesting. You know, in all the years that I've been doing entrepreneurial development, that's one of the things I think I've made sure to leave out.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but we need to have you at tea. When are you coming to tea?
Anytime, my man.
Anytime.
Just invite me. If it's in the township, I come for free.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. Man, that's phenomenal. Now, you spoke a little bit about publishing. I know a lot of guys that struggle with publishing. A lot of guys that also come to me and, you know, want to learn about the publishing and all that stuff. And I know that I'd like to publish a book. Yeah. At first, I wasn't, but now I'm sure I want to publish a book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. You know what? My first advice to people when it comes to publishing, I self-published my book at the age of 20. And it was self-financed as well. So my first advice to them is that keep on writing, because sometimes people won't write and then they make money the problem. You know, they say, but I don't have the money. But if you're good at what you do, you know, keep writing and then eventually you will. But then I say to the second part is to say, start saving, because self-publishing is the way to go these days. We don't have publishers that are willing to take upcoming authors, you know. So therefore, I advise people to say, your first book, second book, third book, you know what, just maybe self-publish it. So start saving, start up a business where you can save money, and start saving. So when you're ready, then you can come to a person like myself. And then, you know, there's a couple of people that do it as well. And I can advise in terms of how you can self-finance finance your book and self-publish it. So you own your book. No one owns your book. You've got the rights. And when you sell it, you get the money as well.
It's particularly interesting, the thing that you touched on. And I know guys that also publish, but I've never heard of any guys that would say, let me advise you on how to run the whole entire process. Because what I've seen with most of them, it's just simply, oh, you want to write, or it's a buzz thing right now. You want to write a book.
Let me help
just you. Come to us. Give us 30,000 rand and then go on and move on. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, another day I'll come back and discuss very controversial issues. You know, I'm very controversial about entrepreneurship as well, because there's too many people that are taking advantage of our space.
Yes, yes.
And I don't appreciate that, because I failed in about 4 businesses. And when someone came to me, would have came to me and said, give me your 20,000. This is exactly what I'm going to teach you and help you with. You know, I would have done that because I was really desperate, you know. But I think we're looking for a generation now of young people, or people that are really willing to help in developing others, to say, listen, step one, step two, step three. Not just to say, give me your money and then I'll, you know. So for me, I'm very passionate about that, because I know what entrepreneurship can do, my man. You know, I've realized that when I look back now, my mother took me to school, my high school, my primary, because of entrepreneurship. My mom used to sell amagwinya, fat cooks, you know. So when I look back and I think of what entrepreneurship has done even in my life, you know, then I really take it seriously, because it's not something to be taken for granted. That's why I tell people sometimes that if you want to get into entrepreneurship, don't get into it, even though it's for the money. I love money, you know, but get into it realizing that you're going to have to work hard, you know, and don't get into it to take advantage of people, you know, really help people, because entrepreneurship is about servicing the many, and service to many leads to greatness, you know. So unless you can service people, then you're not an entrepreneur for me. You're just taking advantage of people. But some other day we can talk about all that controversial, you know. Yeah,
definitely having you at tea. Wow, you guys are phenomenal. Coming in right now to inspire us to say something amazing just for 2 minutes. Join us, sir, on the mic, Mr. Sbusiso. Oh, wow. I almost said you're such a gentleman. Okay. joining us here is Mr. Sbusiso Molemi. So what do you have with us?
Yeah, today I'm talking about getting started. Yesterday you said today you're saying tomorrow, Saturday you're going to say Sunday, and in a matter of time your idea is going to be stolen. So it was Christopher Barker who said that procrastination is like a credit card. It's a whole lot of fun until you get your bill. Procrastination is like a credit card. It's a whole lot of fun until you get your bill. So today I'm talking to you, the person who's been saying you want to start, you've got an idea, but you don't know where to start. And in my latest book, I say, when you talk too much and do nothing, you irritate. But when you talk less and do more, you inspire. So choose the latter. I had an idea. I wanted to write a book. But the problem is that we try and make it too perfect. You want to have a perfect business. You want to make sure it's registered. You want to make sure everything is in order. And I'm saying to you, just start. Because once you start, then you'll start getting positive feedback on how to make sure that this thing improves. I wrote my first book when I was 23. And it's out. And I'm getting massive, massive feedback. And it's really, really amazing. So you're saying, Spook, but you're speaking. But give me something practical. Give me something practical. What do I do? I'm here sitting. I don't know what to do. I've got an idea. And I want to say to you, the first thing that you must do is start small. Start small. Start small. You see, when Coca-Cola actually first started in Atlanta, believe it or not, in the first year, they sold just over 400 bottles. That's in the first year. So if you take 400 and you divide it by 365, you're getting just over one bottle a day. So just start small, you know. Even if you're just selling one item, at least you are selling. Don't try and make it too big. Start small, the first thing. Don't be someone who's going for instant gratification. You see, we want to make so much money in one day and you're losing the whole spot. So start small. The second one is start where you are, do what you can, and use what you have. Don't go around boasting and saying you know X, Y, and Z, and you know this person and this person. My mentor, Dr. John Tibani, says you must learn how to turn your relationships into rands and your contracts into contracts and your network into your network. So you must make sure that where you are, you're thinking of what do I have that somebody doesn't have, and what do they have that they would like, which I have. And I'm saying start where you are, do what you can, and use what you have. I remember when I was 19, I wanted to do an event because I'll go to a lot of the events and these American guys were charging so much money. I was thinking to myself, no ways, not here in South Africa. How do I do this event? But here I am, I'm in varsity, I don't have the money. So I thought, okay, but I've got the relationships. I know how to work with people. I went to graphic designer, just like Lisoko said, and I said, my man, please do this thing for me. And he did it for me. I got a venue for free. It's powerful, you know, that you think that you are, we look at our age and we think, ah, but this guy knows more than me. And I always tell young people that you're never too young to teach and you're never too old to learn. And I just want you to get off where you are right now. Stop being a couch potato and start. Sure. Start start.
That's all that's been happening in the show the whole entire hour. From Tebe Reed, you guys are doing amazing. Renee sitting outside. Hey, Renee. And she said that she's coughing. I haven't seen her cough once. I'll see you. Nah, man. So we normally close the show off in style. So I'm just going to be moving across the room. Guys, just give us 30 seconds or just 20 seconds of inspiration for the guys. What would you like to say to the entrepreneurs, to the youth, to the people in business and townships and suburbs, wherever? Just inspire them. Yeah, we'll start with you, sir.
Yeah, from my side, I'd like to say it's very important for everybody to join us on the Small Business Expo. It will give you a platform where you can obviously benchmark and network with interactive business leaders. Very important for everybody, each and every entrepreneur, to join us on the show. Please highlight your boy, Trevor.
Sir.
Two quotes that I just came up with. The first one says here, do not seek shortcuts because every shortcut has a cutting point, and that's the cul-de-sac. If you are a driver, you understand what is a cul-de-sac. Do not seek shortcuts because every shortcut has a cutting point. So when you're an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur, do not seek anything that will take you on a shorter route. Learn as much as you can. The second one is never search for perfection. Always go for progress, because of progress, it's part of the plan. Never go after perfection. Go after progress, because progress, it's part of the plan. I will see you on Saturday, 9 o'clock to 3:30. We're starting the Entrepreneurship Studio. Ozababa, Fundis.
Sir.
Please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. It's at I am Sanele Zulu. Check my website out, www.sanelezulu.com. And my closing remarks, I would say nothing changes until you change. Nothing will ever change until you change.
The beautiful lady, hit us.
Come to the Small Business Expo and be inspired, and come and network with all of the other businesses and entrepreneurs. It's all about networking and connecting.
Thank you very much, guys. Join us yet again next week. Download the podcast, share it with your friends, follow these amazing entrepreneurs, speakers, and these amazing business people. 360 Biz, get things done, get this done.
This is CliffCentral.com.